From a planet.
Humanoid aliens have been good business in the 20th century. B movie makers, in particular, have found a winning formula in showing semi-human space creatures with a fanatical urge to conquer Earth.
I don't think it's very likely that the Earth has been visited by intelligent aliens. In fact, the whole business of travel from one star system to another, physical travel, I think is really rather fantastic. It's much easier to send messages and communicate with your friendly aliens next door than physically get in a spacecraft and go and visit.
We don't yet have the know-how to detect them, let alone travel to them, if they exist. It's clear that only a technologically superior race could visit us. In the meantime, we strain to pick up unfamiliar radio signals and scan the heavens for clues. In almost 40 years, there have been only four possible messages, all of them false alarms. An alien signal heading for Earth could come from any direction. To speed up the search, a SETI program called Project Phoenix has made some choices.
Project Phoenix has a fairly straightforward philosophy. We point our telescope in the direction of nearby sun-like stars, stars that are cousins of our own sun. Those are the ones we think are most likely to have planets somewhat similar to Earth around them, and maybe with an advanced civilization on one of those planets.
No star in the search is farther away than 150 light years, and, like our sun, each one is over 3 billion years old. Plenty of time for intelligent life to have developed radio technology. The president of the SETI Institute, Frank Drake, pioneered the techniques used in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. He doesn't rule out the idea that someone is tuned in to us.
The space around Earth is full of radio signals, and particularly television signals, which we have transmitted over roughly the last 50 years. In fact, there's a shell around the Earth, 50 light years in radius, full of our signals. And in that shell, there are about 1,500 stars, which are now receiving our signals. And if anyone's there, they're able to find out all about us by watching our television.
Quick, quick, brand new, Richard Hudd's not home, permanent, quick, quick, cut your winding time in half, takes half the effort, new crystal lotion.
Can't SETI transmit powerful radio signals of its own, hoping for a response?
Some people think that Project Phoenix actually broadcasts inquiries into space and we wait for replies from the aliens, but we don't do that, and the reason is quite simple. Say that the nearest extraterrestrials were 100 light years away. Well, our question would take 100 years to get there, and if they deign to reply, it'll be another 100 years before their answer gets back to us. 200 years have gone by, you've probably lost interest, and surely your funding has gone away.
There may well be a communications technology that we don't know about yet, as we were unaware of radio waves only a century ago. Technology is definitely on the move. After a walk on our own moon, we began exploring new worlds by remote control using more and more advanced spacecraft. Among the most successful missions was Voyager 2.